5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA. We're going to talk about direct mail today. And we're going to have a Christmas party today, a little later in the day. So before we do, let's get over to the important news, which is, it reminds me of Wisconsin, right? Have those Holsteins right next door, but now we've got heifers or we've got beef cattle, which is probably okay. They're less trouble. Grass fed. Navidad, evaporada leche. Okay, so at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I find these from all over the world. You know, it takes a lot of work just to get you to smile in the morning. I hope you appreciate it. So anyway, we're going to have our Christmas party at 2 p.m. Chicago time. I'm going to do one last email because on the last one, a couple people said they didn't know what the Zoom link was. So it's going to be very, very prominent for those of you who can't figure out an email. So anyway, we'll get that done right after the show. And I hope to see you there. There's no obligation. You don't have to stay the whole time. You have to say hello. And I'll have some party games for us to do and talk about our businesses and stuff. Get to know one another. That's the point. As I told Debbie Roth up at Japs Olson when we were getting this warmed up back a few years ago, I said, you know, we want to have an organization that's okay with just having a beer and getting together. And we're still there. We haven't gotten very far beyond that. Okay, so let's get over to the PDFs and see what we got here. Color Inc. acquires HM Graphics. And so here is Austin. I remember Austin when he was a wee lad. And Todd, and I remember when Color Ink was black ink. And in fact, I'm not even sure. I remember going to pick up artwork. I was working for Wisconsin Graphics in Okochee, Wisconsin. And I would go over to Jim Meisner's house in Merton and pick up artwork that he'd worked on, and then we'd print it for him. And then he decided printing couldn't be that hard. And he actually started his own company called Black Ink, and then it morphed into Color Ink. And so Jim's been retired for a while. I Merry Christmas to you, Jim, if you're still watching LinkedIn. And Merry Christmas to Todd and Austin. So I see you grew up. Anyway, so I just want to call that out because, you know, 50 years ago, HM started in the history of Color Ink, it says 1984, but I was selling printing in the 70s, so I know it wasn't, it was earlier than that that Jim was doing the design stuff out of his house in Merton, Wisconsin. So there you go. Okay, here's an interesting perspective on AI. This AI app is undressing female users, not out publicly, but you put up your picture. The way this works is, it's called Lenza, and you put up your picture. So if I wanted a picture for, let's say I wanted a picture for LinkedIn, my profile picture, I could upload a normal, boring picture, and I could, look, it looks like I have a tie on. This is my microphone here. I mean, I'm only looking at myself in a thumbnail, but it looks like I have a nice red sweater. Anyway, so I could upload this thumbnail, and it would make it into an artistically rendered, like a sketch or a drawing of myself. And I've tried those apps before. But anyway, this thing uses, for $4, you get 50 images sent up. And since introducing the Magic Avatars feature in November, the app has seen 17 million plus download. But some women have complained because they upload, what's called a headshot, shoulders and above, and they get back a hypersexualized or straight up pornographic image of themselves. And the problem is, the problem is, and people of color said that they had their features, their skin tones were lightened and their eye colors were changed. So they come out blue-eyed blondes or something, I don't know what. And the app uses Stable Diffusion, which is an AI model that generates images from the internet, I believe, not from text. I don't know how you generate images from text. And Stable Diffusion is built on Leon 5B, an open source data set that scrapes images across the internet. And what does the internet have a lot of? Let's call them alluring photos of women. So, and Google's run into this too in some things where they've used a data set across the internet. It's not easy to come up with a data set. And that's why mail is so crucial to your marketing. It's not just a tactic. It can be a strategy. Mail gives you the null data set. So these image renderers need lots of images. They find ones that fit, and then they go to work with them and make them more interesting, I suppose you'd say. It means that AI comes preloaded with all the human biases we hoped we would eliminate because it uses a generated data set. What AI can't do, mail can do. Mail, you generate and it's baked in your own data set because you pick the list that it starts with, right? And you can then use modeling to see the difference between the buyers and, more importantly, the non-buyers, because it's easier to eliminate people who won't probably buy than it is to pick who will buy. So if you're selling Porsches, you say, okay, well, let's find a list of Bentley owners, right? But Bentley owners might be committed to Bentleys, and so they're not going to just trade it in or whatever. So it's hard to pick which Bentley owners might switch to Porsche, right? But it's not that hard to pick Chevy owners that won't buy the Porsche, right? So eliminating, ruling people out is easier than ruling them in, which is why lookalike modeling is such a fantasy that is very, very difficult, if not impossible, to do. And yet that's what everybody promotes, because marketing people go, oh, that sounds so good. That's what marketing's about, making it sound good. Does it work? Maybe better than nothing. Maybe not. Okay, but mail, let's get clear about this. So when IBM tried to teach Watson to play Jeopardy, they had 127,000 Jeopardy questions from history. So they could write an algorithm, let's say something like, pay attention to the nouns, look for the knots. Okay? And something like, something like the first president of the United States. Look up president, United States. That adjective might matter first. Probably does. Okay, so it might get it wrong, but it goes through all those questions, finds something relevant, and makes it work. And we can test how good it does. We can play all of those 127,000 questions and see and get an answer of how many did it get right. So then we say, oh, we need adjectives in there too. Okay, average. We need negations in there too. And you start building it out. And it'll get more and more and more right answers. That's how it worked. Okay. In mail, we know who received the piece, that it went to a decision maker, that they engaged, that they made a decision whether to keep it or to set it aside for later or to buy from it. In no other media do you have that null set where you know who saw it and engaged and did not buy. And that's magic. That's what we build machine learning on. And that's why mail is so powerful. So let's get over to direct mail. Okay? Direct mail, a timeless marketing tactic. And this is by Angela Scott Briggs. I'll reach out to her later. Okay. This has a little bit, you know, now I'm on the lookout for people writing articles with AI. Because, you know, one of the things about AI in the Ritson piece that I talked about the other day was that it was somewhat repetitive. And this one also is a little bit repetitive. And so I'm curious, you know, if writers start with that. Write me a piece about direct mail. I don't know. I'd like to see what comes up. I may actually give that AI software all my personal information because it's probably got it already anyway. Direct mail is an average. And this was a funny thing. I never thought of it this way. Direct mail advertising is a form of advertising where the post office is used to send hard copy versions of your advertising campaign. Now, if that's the way you design your advertising campaign, it may well fail. Okay. You know, not too many years ago, only a couple, we tried to recreate a catalog that we'd built in the 80s with millennial designers. And what they did, they didn't report to me. I didn't have creative authority. We're not making that mistake again. And they built a catalog, and every image was in a square box. Boom, 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 boom. Same squares, same size square, and bland background, and it was so unattractive. Every picture was okay, but there was no visual hierarchy. There was no guidance on how to read your way through the page. There was nothing to look at to catch your attention, to get you involved. No engagement. My wife was shopping for a new purse this morning, and she was looking at purses, and it was just exactly like that. Every purse, dunk, 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 dunk. No size reference. A purse this big could look the same as a purse this big, right? You couldn't tell. You know, they could have put a pen or a set of car keys or something that a woman would know, or a diamond ring, or almost anything in the picture, just to give some idea without having to look up the sizes and get out a ruler and try to figure out what you're buying. We have a generation of graphic designers that have no idea how to sell with an image. Okay, but anyway, so it's not a hard copy version of your advertising campaign. No, it's a direct marketing direct mail campaign, and you better think of it that way because it's different. It requires a decision, unlike, and does get into this in a little bit down here. It's more likely that you'll remember the kind of pizza offer instead of one that flew, if it's sitting at your home, if it's in your mailbox when you come home or on the floor in your apartment, than one that flew by in an email. Email goes away. You can just hit the mark all as red. That's what I do. And you didn't look at any of them. You know, I look at sometimes the senders. And, I mean, you have to kind of throw email away. Some people do. Some people delete them all. I never did. I have emails back to 2005. Coming up on 20 years of email. In a 50 gig file. Anyway, so I can tell you what email advertising looked like back in the 2000s, in the aughts. But anyway, direct mail doesn't throw itself out. Direct mail requires a decision. Even if it's a no, we have a solid decision, and that makes it unique among other advertising. Every other advertising throws itself away, right? Okay, the benefits of direct mail advertising. Well, advertising costs money, and you want a return on your investment. Another good thing about this article, it's impossible to provide a conversion rate for every campaign. In other words, you can't guess the response rate, but you can see what the parameters of break even and return on investment are. And we have a tool for that if you're interested. We used to sell it for $100. Give me $100. Join WDMA. I'll give you the break even analysis, it was called. And you can even set it up for banner ads and such and email. But most people just think of those as free. Okay, another upside to direct marketing is it's less competitive. And that isn't just about the likelihood of your competitor to be in the mailbox at the same time is less. As Andrew Ettinger points out, Andrew's in, well, I shouldn't dox him. Let's just say he's in a very wonderful place. I sent invitations to Mark Ritson in, I think he's in Tasmania, and to Mohammed in Gambia, right? And to Matthew Parker in the UK. So we're getting to be the World Direct Marketing Association, and we may end up with that. And some great friends around the world that have contributed to WDMA. But Andrew Ettinger, one of my favorite contributors, is hoping to come. Maybe he'll drop in. I hope he does. So watch for that email, and you'll get the link. Or go to WDMA.org, and in the upper right, you'll see a little box that looks a lot like this red one, and it will give you the Zoom links, and you can register. Okay? So here it goes on to say, you can bring some three-dimensional features to your direct mail campaign. Send candy, tickets, handwritten postcards, swag. You can put anything you want, you know. And I've had some great results over the years with something that rattles around in the box. A little box. Costs more to post it, but it's way more effective at getting engagement. You need to know your audience and what they will respond to. And one of the reasons that direct mail is so good with this is that we can do split tests, which is right here. Test, test, and test again. Another reason I like this article. Plan for testing budgets. You know, I went around to MOA and I asked some of the board members even, do you test enough? And one of them said to me something really profound. He said, you know, our CFO doesn't like tests. Because he says, well, the one that didn't win cost us margin. If we would have just mailed the winner, not the non-winner, we would have made more money. But how would you have known? Right? You wouldn't know. So testing is like R&D. It's part of your marketing budget. It needs to be in there. Direct marketing is the heuristic system of continuously observing, coming up with a hypothesis, configuring a test, looking at the results, which gives you more observation, which gets you around the loop again. Okay? Excellent article. Okay? You should have a target conversion rate. Again, if you don't have a little break-even analysis, we've got one for you. It's a regular little spreadsheet, and if you join the WDMA before the first of the year, I'll send one to you. No obligation. Okay, and it's wdma.org/join. That's all you need. So start your direct marketing campaign today. And highly recommend that you get somebody that knows what they're doing. Because I've talked with 5 or 6 professionals in the last couple days, and it's becoming a lost art. I actually listened to John Caples and a speech that he gave in 1973 about the consistency of markets, and 2 other guys as well, but he's the most famous one. And fantastic. We could probably make that available too. I'd have to get permission from John up in Minnesota, up in the cold north. But anyway, thank you, John, for that. I really appreciated it. I hope you'll be there at 2:00 today. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.